Hey guys, this is Jeff. I just wanted to drop a quick note here at the beginning. I wasn't able to be on the show this week. I was traveling out of town for a wedding, so Don went ahead and recorded with Joe, and they did a great job. Anyway, I couldn't let this episode go by without saying something about Ghostbusters. So at the end of the show, after they're done talking, I'll have a few things to say about what I've seen. And also, I've had the chance to see the Deadflip stream where they played a pro model of Ghostbusters, so I get my thoughts on that, plus everything we saw in the reveal. So stay tuned after the show for a few minutes of me talking about that, or just bail, it doesn't really matter. Anyway, hope you enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Pinball Podcast with Don and Jeff.
Hey, welcome to the Pinball Podcast. I guess episode 76. This is a special episode. Yeah, I guess. My name is Don. With me tonight is Joe Zinkus. What's up, Joe?
Hey.
How you doing?
Filling in for Jeff.
Yeah. Jeff went to a wedding in California, so he pushed off the recording, but he's not getting home till almost midnight tonight. And then I'm tied up for a week, so we're going to do something tonight. Well, we wanted to talk about Ghostbusters last week, but our signals got crossed, I guess.
Right.
And didn't happen. Today's the 14th, March 14th, 2016. And quick plug for niftyled.com. Got to do it. It's an official episode, right?
Maybe. Yeah.
NiftyLED.com, your source for pinball parts, LEDs, tools, balls. Check them out. $5 flat rate shipping over $100. Under $100. $5 flat rate shipping. $0 over $100. An easy to navigate website and french fry trays to make your LED swaps nice and easy. So check out NiftyLED.com. So we were hoping to have Jeff here because his dream theme was officially announced. Ghostbusters is a real thing. So Joe and I have been talking with Jeff and Taylor about it since the announcement on Facebook. But Joe and I are going to talk about it a little bit here. If you want to hear Taylor talk about it with Tommy, check out this Flippin' podcast. Tommy interviews John Trudeau, and it's a really good interview. Tommy's a big Trudeau fan, as are many people. My favorite game, Judge Dredd, is a John Trudeau game. And the enthusiasm made for a good interview.
Yeah, one of my favorite games is Congo, which is also a Trudeau design. It's kind of funny that, you know, Ernie Hudson was in both movies.
Yeah. Tommy mentioned getting his translate was autographed by Ernie Hudson. And yeah, I'm the one who got his autograph on that translate. That used to be my Congo, and
oh, that's right.
Yeah, I took it to a Comic-Con here, and he's like, "Whoa, I haven't seen one of these." He said he used to have that game. Ernie Hudson had a Congo.
Oh, that's right.
I think he actually still had it. I think he said his grandkids played it or his kids played it, but who knows? Maybe he'll end up with a Ghostbusters now too.
Stern will probably give him one.
You would think. I don't know. Zombie Yeti did the art package, and he said he could only afford the Pro. So he was getting the Pro. So wow. I don't know if they're selling it to him at cost or...
Yeah.
You'd think they'd hook him up as part of the contract, but I don't know. It's not my contract. Either way, so it's official. Our last podcast was Jeff going off the rails about the marketing for Ghostbusters. And...
When are you going to release photos? Come on, Stern.
I know. He's been chomping at the bit. Ever since the leak, he's been, like, freaking out constantly. Talking about selling stuff, saving money.
Gambling to get some more money.
Gambling, that's right. But, I'll let Jeff talk about it. Well, I think Jeff might share his own thoughts and tack it on the end of this episode. Which would be nice. I'm sure everybody wants to hear about it. This has been his dream theme for years. He's mentioned it several times over the past 4.5 years of doing this podcast.
And dressed up as Ghostbusters for Halloween.
He did. Yeah, that's just his daily uniform, I think.
Yeah.
Just happened to be Okay, so leaked information. I haven't been willing to talk about it because I'd seen a lot of this stuff for some other work I do. So in respect to that, I didn't want to talk about it. In respect to Stern not wanting this stuff out there, we decided not to talk about it. So on the last show, we finally did talk about the leak. And then the next day, they posted an ad. An ad showed up in Replay Magazine, I think. And so the marketing was out there. By the time our last episode had aired, the official marketing was out. But the official reveal came from IGN. I think the same thing happened with, was it Walking Dead? IGN leaked it first.
Or was that the, what was the one with the DVD?
The DVD, yeah, that was Walking Dead.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it came in the DVD case. And so that was the first place to go to see all the, or no, it wasn't IGN, it was Ars Technica? Yeah, Ars Technica, that was the one. And then later that day, Stern made an announcement. So same thing happened here, IGN announced it, and then Stern announced it a couple hours later.
Or it's just clever marketing.
Yeah, something like that. We still don't have any gameplay video, but by the time you hear this, there will probably be a stream on Deadflip.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
On well, Twitch. By the time you hear this.
Yeah, it's tomorrow night for us, but Jack's supposed to be playing the pro. And then this weekend, John Trudeau confirmed they are going to have a couple pros at Texas Pinball. I don't know if it's going to be like Game of Thrones at Expo, where they only have the game out there for 2 hours and then took it back. But hopefully that won't be the case and they'll leave them out on the floor. And I'm looking forward to playing it if they do. I'm looking forward to playing it either way. But maybe we'll do a show next week after Texas Pinball and have some gameplay impressions.
I've seen everything I need to see by watching Dwight play for 5 minutes.
Yeah, the back of Dwight's head.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else do you need to see? Although you did hear the call-outs. That was
right.
A frustrating piece of marketing, too. Like, okay, we don't care. We just want to see the playfield. But that's okay. It did sound good. The call-out sounded good. You had the classic Ray Parker Jr. song in there. It sounded like elements of the soundtrack, too.
Yeah, and even though you heard some of the speeches, it seems like they toned it down to a little bit more of a music version because they're probably trying to avoid sounding too repetitive.
The actual music? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, something that's easier on the ears. That makes sense.
Hearing Ghostbusters over and over, it's like, turn it off.
And, well, you hear five bars and it's stuck in your head the rest of the day.
Yeah.
It is. So, anyway, it was funny thinking about this license over the past week and everybody freaking out. Because there are so many iconic elements to this one film. Even the building that the office is in, the fire station, is pretty iconic. Their car is iconic. The theme song, the final boss, even the first ghost, I guess, is Librarian, but even Slimer really doesn't have a huge role, but became this huge household name.
Right.
It's funny what a big license this ended up being.
It's okay. Funny. Oh, no, go ahead.
Let's get started, so.
I was just going to comment that it's funny reading some of the feedback on Pinside. There's so many people that are upset that Rick Moranis is a big sticker on an apron.
Why? That's awesome.
I don't know. They're like, oh, well, it's just after he had his O. It's like, well, that's the movie.
Yeah. It's an element of the movie, and it's not, the kids don't know what it is.
Right.
Yeah, that's all right. I like that he's on there. There's a way to throw Dana in there, and what is it, Lewis? Is that his name? The film?
I think so.
Anyway, it's a way to add those characters, add more elements to the game that didn't need to be in the playfield.
Right.
You're not going to be doing the ghost seduction multi-ball or something.
Well, he does show up on the playfield, but he's kind of hidden on the right side.
Yeah, he's back behind the Twinkie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the playfield. Now, as we mentioned, Zombie Yeti did the art. There is a Pro, a Premium, and an LE version, and all three have been revealed right off the bat. Let's talk cabinets first. Actually, we're looking at pinballnews.com.
Right.
The first link on that site right now is still the Ghostbusters information, so if you want to check that out first. The Pro Translite is probably my favorite. I like the big terror dogs on the bottom corner. you've got elements of all the different characters, but none of them are really overwhelming.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go to the premium translate, it's like the Stay Puft translate. There's a big, slimy Stay Puft. No Zool. And the Terror Dogs are kind of much smaller up in the corner.
Right.
And then there's the Slimer version, which has the Scolari brothers, no Terror Dogs at all, and a big Slimer. And another Rick Moranis.
Right.
Do you have a favorite of the three, or don't care?
My wife actually likes the LE version the best, but I think I still like either the Pro or Premium.
There's no dud. They're all really strong. And there's not one, kind of like Metallica, the Monsters one was kind of the favorite. The Sweaty Old Men translate was the least favorite.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to run into that this time around.
No, they're all pretty good.
They're all sharp, yeah. None of them are photoshopped either.
Right.
Jeff doesn't know this, but Joe, and Taylor doesn't know this either, but Joe does know that I got a Game of Thrones the other day. And looking over that, I think it's one of the worst art packages they've had in a long time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of funny going from one of their worst to one of their best in just one move. Like, even WWE isn't as bad as Game of Thrones.
And I don't remember who said it, but they were really surprised, and maybe it was Zombie Eddie himself, that they're surprised that a license from Sony was so willing to work with them and do hand-drawn art for such a huge license.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they see it as, well, it's just a pinball machine. If you look at, like, the Genesis game, Ghostbusters game, where they have the giant heads, I don't know if you're familiar with that game, but they look very, very cartoony.
Yeah.
And then they had the real Ghostbusters cartoon. They've been on toothpastes, and I don't know. It's a license that has hit a lot of different properties.
I guess I just wonder how many times they had to go back and forth. Like, did he just kind of do some light sketches like he did with J-Pop, and then he had to go back and kind of refine everything, or how that worked?
Yeah, I don't know. Zombie Eddie's been sharing a lot of the unused artwork on Facebook and on his Instagram, and it looks in touch with the rest of his art that was used on the game. So it's not like it was noticeably worse or something.
Yeah, that black and white with the four characters looks so awesome. Like, I actually want to buy the print. I wonder if Stern will allow him to sell prints of that.
Yeah, I noticed, especially Bill Murray looked more like Bill Murray on that unused.
Yeah.
Sketch than on the actual back glass. So the Pro model has the fire station on the sides of the head, and then the Ecto-1 on the sides of the cab. I wish I could get a better view of the front of the cabinet. Looks like that might be the Scolari brothers ghosts.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Bunch of ghosts flying around. The premium has the same cabinet, right? I'm not seeing the premium cabinet.
I thought it was the same.
There it is. Yeah, I found it. It's the same body, but the front, the coin door, is different. And the head has the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man on it.
Right.
Looks cool. I think I like the Pro better on this one, too. Actually, the Pro is different. There's more ghosts on the Pro cabinet.
Yeah, I think I like the Premium better just because it's blend. I don't know, the art seems to blend more, whereas the Pro is kind of a mishmash.
Yeah, the blue and pink ghosts are a little
segregated.
Either way, both look really sharp. He said he was going for like this 80s aesthetic, like neon colors, and he nailed it. You'd be pressed to find a color that isn't on this playfield.
Yeah, he managed to make it colorful without making it look like clown puke.
I think it looks literally like clown puke. It's just like splatters of color everywhere, but not in a bad way. I mean, it fits the theme. It still looks engaging, and typically the pictures don't look as good as they do in person, so I'm excited to see how this translates because the art looks so good.
Yeah.
One of the few games that isn't getting picked over in a bad way.
Yeah, I don't know if I've really heard anything negative about it.
No. Taylor, I listened to Taylor. He mentioned that he didn't like the center inserts where they're kind of counting down the bonuses or counting up if you want to do it that way.
Right.
It's like 100 mass hysteria multi-ball. I don't know what they are. The PKE meter?
It's hard to read on pinball news.
Yeah. The pictures are kind of small. Oh, we forgot to mention the LE is the Slimer version. So the whole cabinet looks slimed. It's got green trim, green hardware. So green lockdown bar, lollipop rails, and then giant Slimer sliming around. Looks really cool, too.
Yeah, it's definitely cool looking, but those LEs sold out pretty quick.
Yeah. What is the speaker grill? Is that supposed to be a stereo? Or?
No, if you zoom in on IGN, it actually, let me pull that up real quick. There, some kind of a...
It says Spectro something. Like it's some kind of device, but there's a bunch of like little stickers on it and whatnot to make it look like a piece of equipment. Let me pull
it up. Yeah, Spectrum Max 8400, and it says Egon's don't touch, so I think it's supposed to like simulate something that he'd be designing up, I guess. But it didn't actually show up in the movie or something.
It looks cool. I like that they've been doing those decals ever since Star Trek came out.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, another one. I noticed it ties in really nice. Okay, so let me find a good playfield shot. I won't go around. So I'm looking at the pro playfield.
Okay.
One of the big features that he mentioned is that they have these magnetic slingshots. Are those on the pro too?
No, that's just premium.
Just premium LE.
Premium and limited.
So those are underneath the playfield, but in order to fit, I guess, to fit those in, they... he also wanted, for some reason, he wanted double in lanes on both sides. So there's 6 lanes, 2 out lanes, and 4 in lanes on the bottom of the playfield. And that carries over to all 3 versions. So there is room for a regular slingshot kicker on the pro, but the slingshot area is much smaller and thinner than on a typical pin.
Yeah, that's really narrow.
I'm not sure why he wanted all that there. Like, especially on the left side. It's not like the ball's getting dropped there.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I don't know if there's going to be a lot of, I don't know what you call it, but when you have to do a pass from one flipper into the in lane.
Oh, post pass?
Yeah, I think it's post pass.
Oh, wait, from a flipper to an in lane?
Yeah.
Shots, like nail shots?
Right, like a late shot, and it has to go across the other in lane, but it can't hit anything else before it does that.
Gets over there. It'll be interesting to see. I'll have to make sure and try to do a post pass on this thing too, since it's such a different feel or look anyway.
So I think the biggest mystery is that plastic piece in the left corner. I don't know if they're hiding a kickback or what that's for.
So Jared Morgan pointed out that I could finally say everything, and they haven't said what that was, but there used to be something there. And it's not there anymore. So
was it the stream?
So I don't know how much I can say until they say something.
All right.
But yeah, there used to be items on both sides there.
Right.
At least on the LE. And that's why looking at the pro play field, I thought they'd use the same play field on all of them. But then they ended up changing quite a few things.
Which happens in pinball design.
Yeah. I think one of the leaked photos showed a cluster of stand-up targets right in the center on the LE. And that was replaced with a captive ball pretty late, I think. The center captive ball, not the little not looping. So, speaking of which, if you head right up the left side, you've got this, you get the library, but then right behind that, let me find the picture. Pictures are going opposite of how I wanted to. So you got 3 drop targets, or excuse me, 3 stand-up targets. Increased psychokinetic energy, which I don't know what that's going to do. But then you have this cluster of 2 captive balls, or excuse me, 3 captive balls and a Newton. So you'll hit it up this little loop. And he said that there's a post up here that will lock the balls 1, 2, 3. Right. And then we'll release them one at a time. So
I'm assuming through that up scoop.
No, the scoop's just a scoop. They'll filter back in. Like, they don't come out of that area. Okay. They stay captive, but for whatever reason, they get built up one at a time. I guess once maybe if the switch is depressed for more than a second or a half second or something, then it knows to score something differently or to activate a mode.
Well, I mean, it's got a one-way gate up there, so the balls have to get back down there somehow.
Yeah, there's a post right behind the scoop, and when the post goes down, the balls empty back into the behind the Newton ball.
Okay.
That's what Trudeau said on the This Flipping Podcast, yeah, interview. So then you got a scoop, probably, I'm guessing, a mystery scoop. That seems to be a Stern thing.
Which is 500,000.
Yeah. Early code will be 500,000. Although their code has been much more complete.
Yeah, it has.
For a while now. I'm not getting the pictures I want. It keeps, like, overlooking the area I want to look at. Oh, well. Well prepared here. So then you've got, looks like, one, two, including the Newton ball, the saucer, a left orbit, a ramp, just a stand-up target in the center, another Newton ball, a right orbit, a right ramp, and then this weird saucer all the way on the far right. I'm curious to see. It says storage facility. I'm curious to see what that'll end up being. How the ball, it looks like the ball just end up getting diverted there. Like, it's just a regular saucer if you're hitting it from the flippers, but if you're coming around the ramp and it's diverted to the storage facility, it'll just drop down into that saucer.
Sorry, I'm just trying to pull a better picture.
Yeah, it's hard because all the pictures are really tight. Let me see if
I don't the one from IGN, get a high res, but then I can zoom in and out on my desktop. This sucks in the browser.
I'm pulling that up. One noticeable thing right off the bat on the Pro is that there's, on the LEs and the Premium, there's a molded library toy. And on the Pro, it's just a flat plastic right there. So it's similar on both games, but the actual sculpt looks pretty nice. I'm not sure who the artist is on the sculpts for this game, but they did a nice job on everything.
Yeah, you have to wonder if it's the same one that's helping out Spooky.
Well, didn't he leak a Slimer toy, the same guy?
I don't know if he did.
I think he did a while back.
I don't know if it was that guy. I know it leaked.
Yeah, I think it was the same guy, but I'm not sure. And you've got, somebody said there was a sculpted fire station, but it's not. It's I think it's a metal box with plastic and decals on it.
Yeah, it looks like it's just folded metal.
Yeah. And they actually took the time to make the Ghostbuster sign in the front, even though from the player's perspective, you can't see it. It's a nice touch.
And the pinball in the window.
Oh, pinball machine. I wonder what you're saying. You said there was a pinball in it, so I was thinking, like, on Game of Thrones in the throne, there's a pinball. So I was looking for a full-size pinball
in it. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, it looks like on all the models, it's the same. So the ramp on the Pro is pretty interesting. I don't know if you got a good view of that.
Yeah, I don't like it. There's a lot of things I don't like about Pro. And one of them is the fact that that right ramp doesn't do the dip like on the other two models.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the Pro ramp has a lot more interesting stuff going on. The LE ramp is just a straight up ramp. And yeah, it is cool that it dips underneath and it feeds the lock and whatnot. That is a nice touch, but this one, it diverts so many different directions. It's basically two ramps touching each other. He said that if you hit it up the right side of the ramp, because both ramps connect, there's a one-way gate, and it's kind of like on 4 million BC, your skill shot, how it rolls up that little ramp, and the further you get it to light the different rollover switches, the better score you get.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing here, there's rollover switches that we can't really see from the player's perspective, but it'll cause different scoring opportunities. And then it rolls back down, and it can come, it can be diverted either to the right flipper or to that right saucer storage container we were talking about, or back down the right ramp, which would be interesting.
Right.
in the left ramp, it looks like it'll just automatically, well, unless there's a diverter on the right ramp, it would go up the left ramp and down the right ramp. That'd be interesting. But it would feed the same shots. I'm curious to see how it works. It looks like there's different portions of the ramp that are molded to a raised perspective and others that aren't. To keep the ball from, the ball will like roll down the step or not go up a step to stay where it needs to stay.
Yeah, I see a little bumps.
On the LE, it's just pretty straightforward. There's a metal ramp, a wire rail, and then, as Joe is saying, it'll dip underneath the play field and shoot back up. I'm trying to look at where it comes out, get a better perspective on that. You can hear us clicking around.
Yeah. You know what's weird? On the right ramp, they've actually put what looks like a roller switch, when I don't think I've ever seen them use.
Stern?
Yeah.
They use it mostly on locks. Oh. I know the Simpsons couch has rollers. Even Game of Thrones, the lock behind the sword, it uses rollers. I think Lord of the Rings does too. Which is nice. A lot of times those are more reliable than the some of the, like the horseshoe switches especially were awful.
Yeah.
So it looks like after the ball goes under the play field, it pops up to that right in lane. They put a little piece of metal there to kind of dampen it so it doesn't pop over the rail.
Right.
Into the out lane. Excuse me. And they put a scoop there, so the ball will be diverted into that scoop, locked, and then pop out of the scoop when multi-ball's ready. Which is pretty cool. Something that you've never seen in pinball, I don't believe.
No.
The storage facility toy looks like an old-timey robot to me on the on the LE. It's sculpted. And it just has this like weird robot face with eyes. It's hard for me not to picture that. It does look like it does in the movie, but it just looks odd. And yeah, Rick Moranis plastic is right below it.
Oh. Yeah, I see it now. It is weird.
Just above that, on the premium, there's a really tight, I don't know, Johnny Mnemonic-ish ramp. Just goes up and around and diverts to the left flipper. I don't know, it seems like an extra shot. I'm not a big fan of that kind of thing. Doesn't really do much. And if anything, it's just going to keep diverting to the same flipper.
Yeah.
I kind of like when they crisscross. But we'll see how that turns out.
Now, on that ramp, I swear, well, I probably shouldn't say that, but I thought the early version turned the other way.
On the premium?
No, so on the leaks, I think that ramp came in from a different direction. Like, instead of looping clockwise, it looped counterclockwise. Maybe I'm wrong.
That does ring a bell to me. That whole area was kind of hard to see. Yeah. One of the pictures that was shared a lot wasn't official at all. It's just somebody drew over like a whitewood drawing of what they thought it was going to be like. And they got some stuff right and other stuff wrong.
Right. Yeah, who's that one guy that was, like, sketching up all these ideas that would, like, never happen? Like, he was doing an Ecto-1 ball lock and, like, the drop targets for the psychic.
I don't know.
It's like, yeah, those are great ideas, but how realistic is it to implement some of that?
Well, you never know. They put a lot of stuff in here I wouldn't have expected.
Yeah.
I didn't expect the single drop targets on the Pro. The two brothers that kind of block different shots. I like that Stern's doing that more, but they've only done it on premium models. This is the first Pro to have them. Well, I guess besides like 24, the pre-Pro type games. Get some tea. What else are we going to say? Do you know much about the Ecto goggles?
Well, I mean, we know it's Pepper's Ghost, but I'm trying to figure out where that screen is reflecting from. I don't know if it's underneath.
He said it was similar to Disney's Haunted Mansion, which is the items below the audience, and you're looking at a mirror where both images are shining on the mirror.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't know if there's a toy in there or a picture of it that the light's shining on and then it's reflecting through there.
I mean, if you look at the box above, it could be coming from that. Like, it's shining just, like, because all you need is, basically you need to reflect it off of a mirrored surface, kind of like the way Pinball 2000 works. You've got the mirror, monitor above, mm-hmm. and the glass is reflective, so you're seeing, you know, the hologram show up inside.
Yeah, and then it'll have to know, there must be an opto or something, so it knows when the ball disrupts it.
Yeah, and they were even saying that it could, like, swap out ghosts, or if you go through it when the ghost is there, it'll show them, like, you know, kind of get disintegrated.
Explode, yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like almost like a Cat 5 cable coming into the top of that Ecto Goggle box.
Yeah, it does. It's got the, what do you call it? The strain relief thing in the back.
Yeah.
Isn't most of the spikes system, isn't that the way the Note boards work? It's just all Cat 5 stuff?
I think so. I haven't dug into it that much. But I think it is, now that you mention it. I know it's just got like six boards underneath, kind of spread out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe it's just part of the spike thing ties into that.
Because, I mean, the Sun Video, you really only need, I think, maybe two or three wires. Just need a video sync.
Hmm.
And power. So, I guess four wires.
Hmm. It's a cool idea either way. See how it's implemented. Everybody kept saying that the Slimer was the ghost because on the CAD drawing it showed like a tube
right
leading into his back. But he's more like a crane. The Slimer toy dangles on this cable and the cable raises and lowers and, you know, moves around.
But he lights up too, so there's got to be something in the back of him.
Slimer lights up?
That's what I heard.
Hmm.
Or
I don't see how he could. I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
But what I've seen of that mechanism in this and whatnot, I don't think it could.
So then the biggest thing between the Pro and the other two models, of course, is that on the Pro, he only bobs up and down. On the other ones, he actually swings back and forth in front of ramps.
Yeah. Think of like a fishing lure on a reel. He's like, yeah, swinging around. That'd be cool if he can lower all the way to the playfield and swing from side to side.
Yeah.
Looking at the kind of shots he would block, let me pull up. Let's see what's around him. Looks like just that stand-up target and a ramp, right?
So you got the ramp going into the firehouse, you've got the metal ramp, and then you've got that lane right next to the pop bumpers. And then maybe even that ghost target. Next to the center Newton.
Yeah, if you can get around that building. The pop bombers have a huge skyline molded plastic on it, which is really cool. I bet that thing's going to look really big in person.
Yeah.
It's a big area. I noticed they put a color-changing LED inside the Stay Puft toy in the far right corner. We'll have to see how that works in person. It'd be weird with him changing colors, but maybe if it goes mode specific color changing.
Right.
Could be cool.
They copied Spooky.
Right, yeah. yeah, that'll be interesting. It's exciting. There's a lot of stuff going on here.
So, I don't remember. They're comparing this to the other Stern models and Metallic stuff. This thing has 9 shots, or is it even higher than that?
That had 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 shots plus targets, plus 4 stand-up targets.
Yeah.
And one other captive ball that doesn't count as a shot, I guess. It's not lit with a shot anyway. Whoops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 7 mode lights, but then there's also that one, like you were saying, behind Slimer that goes up through either into the pop bumpers or maybe feeding the top lanes. Looks like there's a stand-up target underneath Gozer.
It almost looks like a mini orbit shot.
Yeah. Let me pull back up. Yeah, where it'll come out where the ecto-goggle sign is?
Yeah.
Hmm.
which I kind of like. I mean, I know, you look at most Sterns, it's pretty typical back shot orbit, you know, big loop, but I kind of like that tight one.
Yeah, I do too. It's nice when there's a little more variety there.
And I bet that's really fast. If you look at, like, you know, Black Knight 2000, some of those tight loop shots, it comes back at you pretty quick.
Yeah. Yeah, NASCAR's got a similar size loop. Pretty interesting. I'm surprised they put as much into the Pro as they did.
Yeah, I am too, but at the same time, I'm looking at it, I'm like, if I was going to buy this, I don't know if I'd want the Pro because I feel like I'm missing out.
Really? That much?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's not really affecting gameplay that much, but I just think after you play it premium, it's kind of like when you play Old Williams with the color DMD and then you go back to the black and white, like, oh, this looks like crap.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of the Pro and Premiums have felt different on, you know, the different titles. So I'm wondering if it's just going to be that case again where they just feel different.
Yeah. I mean, even like Metallica, I almost prefer the Pro because that hammer just slows down the action too much.
Oh, that hammer is brutal.
And it blocks your shot so you don't see where the heck you're shooting at.
Yeah. If it worked, it would be great. I've never played a Pro a Premium where that hammer works.
Yeah.
I've heard Game of Thrones, the premiums had a lot of issues with some sort of orbit shot.
Yeah, the post.
Yeah. And there was another one. There was another premium. I was just thinking of Tommy with his WWE LE and the upper flipper not really doing anything or breaking off. It's just not bulky enough. I think they redesigned it eventually, though.
Fix those 100 that they made.
Both of them.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah, 100? I think there's 100 of them out there?
Maybe.
Maybe if all the wrestlers bought one. So really, you're missing out. If you don't go premium or LE, you're missing out on that. The rotating Slimer toy instead of just up and down. The Ecto goggles. The 3D molded library, which doesn't... I mean, that could be a mod.
Yeah, that's an easy mod.
3D molded storage containment facility, another mod.
Yep.
Haunted magnetic slingshot, you can't emulate that. That could be pretty different. Underground subway ball lock, that's another biggie. Repeatable steel crossover looping ramp.
Yeah.
Does that mean because the ball's returned to the right flipper, you can just keep nailing it? Maybe. Repeatable steel. Oh, no. That's that little baby ramp we were talking about. That's a repeatable ramp. You just shoot it from the left flipper. It's real tight. Comes right back.
Right.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I have a feeling this is going to turn into a Promium where they're going to attempt to make it more like a Premium.
The Pro?
Yeah, just trying to mod it to make it look more like the Premium. Tron. When they start adding L-RAM, you know.
Yeah. You mean collectors would.
Yeah.
I was thinking Stern. Mm. Is the containment trap on the back of both games? Do you see it on the backboard? Right behind the main ramp. It's two white flashers. I'm trying to find it on the Pro. Mm. Oh, yeah, it is there. It's there. Yep. The ghost trap. I'm sorry, that's what they call it. Ghost trap. And I'm hoping you can actually see the upper lanes. A lot of recent Sterns, you just can't even see the lanes. These look pretty buried, but on the Pro, they cut out some of the ramp, so you can kind of see back there a little better.
Maybe there'll be a mirror mod.
Well, it has a sneeze guard there.
Yeah.
I guess to keep the ball from getting caught, but I bet you could put a mirror there. Maybe. Just remove that sneeze guard. Similar to Theater of Magic.
Right.
Of course, you couldn't see through it to see the city. So I'll wonder what the player perspective is.
You have to do a mirrored city.
Yeah. That's LE only. There's a lot of detail packed into this playfield. I keep noticing stuff that I didn't see before.
I know, it's just too much to take in.
I've looked at this thing a bunch. The Zaner cards.
Right.
And I noticed that there's six of them on the playfield, but there's only actually five. on an actual, well, there's a deck of 25, but there's only five symbols in the real deck. Minor gripe. It's odd to do a, it's odd to do an even number of art assets too. Wow. Wow. Is there anything else you want to talk about as far as layout?
No, I mean, it's just a, it's a lot to take in.
Yeah. It looks like it could be a fun shooter. It could be a fast game. Trudeau said it's a fast game. I don't see a lot of opportunities for stop and go. You have two scoops, but that's about it as far as stopping the ball. On the premium, or excuse me, on the pro, it's got a virtual ball lock. So that won't slow the ball down.
Right.
I am curious how many balls are going to be in here. I would say at least four. I can't remember a stern that doesn't have four.
As much as I like real ball locks, I kind of prefer virtual ones just because it's easier and less confusing.
Well, it's less stuff to break. I'm okay with it.
But I mean,
I don't need to see a ball sitting there, not moving. Right.
But I mean, it's just easier to manage because all the balls stay in the trial and then it just kicks out whatever it needs to.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, actually, I did see one thing. It looks like there's a giant flasher in the middle of a pop-upper, so I'm assuming the city's going to light up or something.
Yeah, that's pretty typical for Stern. Putting a large clear insert in there. There are flashers. There's a flasher underneath the spinner behind the Ecto-1 near the fire station.
Which is that a flasher?
Yeah, put that as a feature. So it's, I guess it'll be controlled to some extent. And there's also flashers in both sides of the drain. Which was Papa Duke-ish. That's kind of interesting.
I noticed a lightning insert by Slimer. I don't know. What has Stern ever put that type of insert in a playfield? I don't think I remember one.
I used to see him in Williams games a lot.
Yeah, I mean, like, Tolton, anything J-Pop's touched always happens, but I don't remember Stern ever using it.
That's a good question. Off the top of my head, I'm not sure. Scorpion on 3D animated. Original music compositions are also included. So, that'll be nice.
Yeah, I wonder how many people are going to browse through this up.
I wonder who's doing the music now. I don't know who's their music guy anymore. Because I don't think David Thiel does it anymore, does he? For Stern, I mean. I think he did Hobbit, right?
Yeah, I'm not... I don't usually follow the sound guys.
Aww. Well, Granner did Woz, and I think Thiel did Hobbit. What else are we going to talk about? Well, anyway, it looks like they're throwing everything at it. They knew they were confident they're going to have a hit here, and it looks like they didn't pull any punches, so it's nice. Nice to see support. One of the magnets things, looks like they might have changed them, because it used to be one of the screws holding the sling plastics went right through the ghost's face.
Right.
Which was really crappy looking, but it looks like they fixed it. I don't see it on these pictures. I wonder how many iterations they do of each game. I mean, Whitewood's one thing. I know they do at least a prototype, if not a few. And if each of the prototypes are a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like when you talked to, or at least you listened to all these interviews of people that worked at Williams, it was almost like they decided on a layout and then the art came second, whereas with Stern, maybe they kind of sketch out the art first and then figure out how the layout's going to intertwine with that.
Maybe to an extent. I don't know how much art you can get in without knowing where your shots... I mean...
I don't mean like final art. I mean kind of like what kind of art's going to be included with it and then figure out what kind of... How does that going to integrate?
Oh, I gotcha. These are the elements, then we'll work them into the game.
Yeah, not like final art, and then let's decide how a playfield's going to go.
I gotcha.
And then do another 10 revisions.
Yeah. I don't know. I know on that CSI, I had a prototype, and there was a different prototype out there, too. And that was kind of a small run game. So there's at least two that are different than the final version.
Yeah.
Something like this, there might be, I don't know, two or three.
Did that guy ever sell yours? That was asking about what price.
No, we're just talking about, he was talking about taking it to Texas, but I'm actually selling a game in Texas. So he lost his ride for the game anyway. He still wants to sell it, though, just to make some room. He's got a lot of pins right now, but luckily he's got a really big garage. And a really pretty decent house. It's funny, I sold four games in the last month, and we're actually getting rid of our dining room table now that we're getting rid of all these games, whereas if we'd gotten rid of our dining room table years ago, we probably wouldn't have had another row of pins in there.
Yeah. I can't believe you sold four that quick.
Yeah, it just got aggressive, I guess. I don't know. I'd always had people that were telling me, you know, when you're ready to sell this, let me know. So I just pulled out those lists. I put it on post-it notes and put them in my games. Huh. So I could remember. Have you ever had that happen where you wanted a game and then it turns out your buddy sold to somebody else? And you're like, what are you doing, man? I told you I wanted first dibs.
Oh, that happens all the time.
Yeah, that was happening around here and people were getting all peepee heard about it. So I just always write it on a post-it note. Somebody says something, even if they're joking, at least they get a crack.
Yeah.
And they can tell me no, which has happened.
I mean, I don't get offended because I guess I sometimes just sell things and don't ask people if they're interested. But I would think if somebody said, hey, I'm interested in it, at least contact that person back.
Yeah. And make yourself known. If you say it once at a party is one thing. But if you bring it up several times,
yeah,
that's something else. Do you know what Tobin's spirit guide is, as far as in the movie?
You don't remember that?
I guess not.
Well, I know Dan Aykroyd kind of talked it up. It basically, it's almost like the guidebook to all the spirits.
Okay. It's a real book, though, right?
You know, I don't know if it's real or if that was part of the movie. It may actually exist.
I think it is. I know I Googled it because the image on the playfield is not what it actually looks like, or at least not what the prop looked like.
Right.
It looks cool. I just didn't know if it was a thing. There's so many little elements in here. I could see this being one of those ugly games where if somebody throws in 50 mods, like a plastic Twinkie and terror dogs and all that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think there's so much that was included in the artwork. I don't know how much you could actually add to it.
Yeah, it's pretty packed. Let's talk just a minute about pricing. Pro model, I'm going to round up the $5 on each of these. Right. Pro model is $6,000. Premium is $5,600. LE is $8,800.
And that's all MSRP.
Yeah, it's MSRP. That's right. Although, let's see. So premium is $76. I heard one quote of $6,800 shipped.
Yeah.
So about 10%. A little bit less to get street price.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit more in the pro. Those are big prices. I think the highest we've seen an LE go was Star Trek, and it was, if I remember right, it was the same thing, $8,800.
Unless you include Tron, but that was aftermarket.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Tron shipped was $5,000 for the LE.
Oh my God.
I know. But my money was in Jersey Jack, so I
twice passed. That price now.
Yeah, it's twice the price. You're right. Well, $15,000 for a in-box one, right? I wonder if that one sold.
Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody had one up on Pinside the other day.
It wasn't the guy from Rockford, was it?
I don't know. It was just Tron LE new in-box. Huh. There's probably a couple of those out there. Game's not that old.
Right.
8 years. They're not even 8 years old. It's like 5 years old.
Stern's leaving money on the table. They could rerun Tron.
Right. Disney rerun. Why are they still using those metal washers on their slingshots? It's better than nothing. I will say it's better than nothing. I don't want to knock it and have them take it out. I like that they're at least there, but it seems like a plastic one. They could build it into their plastic sheet when they're cutting their plastics and just throw those in there.
Just get some plastic ones made dirt cheap. I mean,
yeah.
Compared to metal, it's just like, why would you do that?
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know. They got to be, if not the same price, even cheaper for the plastic.
You know what it might be? They're in production. I bet those guns aren't real dialed in, and they probably cracks. They figure if they do metal, it's just kind of crushing on the metal. Well, I guess the plastic.
Plastic would be the same difference.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're probably pretty dialed in. I don't see people with cracked plastics very often. Hmm. Not from the factory. Decals are another thing, but
I hope they fix that.
I finally noticed or saw the decal thing in person, because of Game of Thrones, the decals are so thin and brittle.
Right.
When they bend at the corners, they just crack.
Uh-huh.
Like the Game of Thrones, they're cracked right where your hand is with the flipper button. So it's just like cracking and peeling right there. It seems like it's just not a very thick, durable decal. Quality is a lot nicer than the old ones. But
yeah, I don't know what material is, if it's vinyl or what.
It's like paper thin, man. It's so brittle. And it's not rubbery at all. It's just like, I'm trying to think of even what it's...
It's not like Mylar, is it?
No, Mylar is more pliable.
Huh.
I want to say almost like a wrapping material, but even those don't crack.
Right.
And I'll send you a picture of a close-up of it when the sun's up. You can kind of see what's going on, but it is so thin. Mine doesn't have any wrinkling around the bolts, but... It's annoying. And I was thinking, should I just put like Mylar over it or packing tape or something to keep it from peeling?
Wasn't Stern selling like some kind of armor kit, which is basically a piece of Lexan or something that you can put over your cabinet art to protect it?
Jersey Jack does.
Oh.
It's like $400, I think. But I've seen that in person, and it looks kind of wavy. If you've ever been in a walk-in cooler... Like the strips that hang off the ceiling, you know, for the door.
Yeah.
Block the air. It feels like that kind of plastic.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was like thicker. I didn't feel it in my hands, but I felt it attached to a cabinet.
Like a PVC material?
I guess. It's really pliable. You can, you know, bend it and roll it up. Like a... Well, it's not really like a silicone. I was thinking like those baking mats.
Right.
It's not that pliable, though. It straight up felt just like one of those air door hanging sheets.
Or like a shower curtain.
Is that too bad? Like a heavier shower curtain.
Yeah,
that's a good comparison. Now we're getting way off topic.
Stern shower curtains.
Yeah.
How about your distributor?
Oh, that'd be better than than what's there now.
Dust covers.
Yeah. Anyway, so a couple of these should be at Texas Pinball this weekend, which means they're probably shipping, I would guess, in a couple weeks, a month, 3 weeks. Yeah. It'd be nice seeing these out on location, so keep an eye out. This will be, I'm sure, a big seller. They usually run the pros, then the LEs, then the pros again, then the premiums, right?
I think so, yeah.
So we're probably a couple months out on premiums. Maybe 2 months out on LEs or 6 weeks out on LEs. I don't know. But they'll be showing up soon.
Yeah, I don't know if Stern still does test units on location, because, you know, I'm local to Chicago, so usually they stick, I don't know, sometimes they'll stick some at Emporium.
Emporium, is that a location?
Yeah, there's like three locations. Then there's another one somewhere downtown, I forget what the location is called, but they go there too. They do a lot of release parties there.
Oh, cool. Are you planning on going? They have one in your area?
I might if there's not any close by location.
You said your wife was interested in this title, right?
Yeah, she's like, well, I like the art better than the LE. I'm like, honey, you're not going to be able to obtain an LE if we can afford it.
Yeah, the LEs are sold out right now, but that could be to distributors.
She's like, well, that's not fair. I'm like, you don't understand. People are, like, plopping down money before it was even announced.
Yeah. I don't think you're in a bad spot if you get a premium or possibly even a pro on this one.
No, I'm just kind of bouncing between premium and pro. I guess I got to play it first. It's not like I have to rush because they're going to make plenty of these. But
yeah, exactly. A lot of people have been going bonkers, including Jeff. If he wants an LE, I can see why you gotta shoot right away. But yeah, I would say if you're able to play one, take your time. Like, yeah, they're not going to do one run. They're going to run them for a while. They want to sell as many as they can.
Yeah, they're going to make these for a long time.
I don't know why we are as a community where, like, we have money burning a hole in our pocket all the time.
I sure don't.
You're not like that at all? You're a patient collector?
Yeah. I sit until I get a good deal. Yeah. Which is rare these days, but sometimes you still get a decent price.
Yeah. I guess it depends on the game. I bought Metallica new in box, but I've been waiting for a Roller Coaster Tycoon and a good deal for a long time.
But at least you won't lose money on the top. At least not very much.
Oh, I definitely would because I put so many upgrades into it. Yeah. I don't think I could sell mine for what I put into it, but I put stuff into it knowing I didn't want to sell it.
Right. Yeah, this doesn't really come up for sale very often considering how many they made.
Maybe because they're still making them? You just buy them from a distributor? That's true. I think they're like, I would guess now they're, what, like 4,600 new for a pro?
Yeah,
I don't know. Do they do limited runs of the premiums? Like, are they still cranking out premiums, you think?
I don't think they are now, but I know they did one not terribly long ago.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, don't be in a rush. Like, a lot of people, even guys that said they were done buying pins, were like, oh my gosh, after seeing Ghostbusters.
That's every time. I will never buy another shirt. Oh, Ghostbusters? I'll give you my money.
I don't know. I guess we'll see how I feel after playing it, but I'm still a Full Throttle guy. I was most impressed with Full Throttle.
So you are buying one?
No, I'm not buying one. Oh. Although it was super tempting. After I got that Tron money, I was like, ooh. I could switch this right over and still have some left.
I don't know. I played that a couple times, and it plays fun, but it almost plays too fast.
Hmm.
I mean, I really do like what Highway's doing. I like the swappable play field. I like that they're trying to keep prices down. I don't know if that first game was really appealing.
It's not my favorite theme, but once I played it, I was like, man, this is really fun, and
yeah.
I love the layout. It is really fast. And it's the kind of game you need to spend some time with so that your reaction time matches the different shots.
Right.
You know when to expect them to show back up. I feel like Metallica was like that for a little while, too. All right, anything else you want to say about Ghostbusters?
No, I think we covered everything.
Did your wife put a timer on it, or you're the one who pulls the trigger? If she decides she wants one, she's got to wait for you, and then you got to wait for a deal?
Well, part of it's money. Part of it is I really need to finish two other pins and get those sold before I pull the trigger. I just don't want to throw $6,000 at a pin and not really have money to cover part of it.
Yeah. Capital to take care of it.
And I am kind of out of room right now.
Yeah.
I'd have a hard time sticking another pin.
You need to get with Tommy. Take one of his organization classes.
Yeah.
He'll keister a pin. He'll leave one in the back of his car for a couple weeks. Stick one under the couch.
I can't. When he was first getting into this, he was like buying a pin every 2 weeks. I don't know how he does it.
Well, he was selling a pin every week and a half.
But, and then he's like driving like 10 hours each way. It's like, Jesus, how do you do that?
That's what he likes to do,
I guess.
Part of the fun is the journey.
Yeah.
What was that Jersey Jack's thing? The journey is the reward?
Well, everybody says that.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Hobbits are shipping officially.
Yeah.
Took a while.
I just did that that stream.
Yeah. Did you watch any of that?
I skimmed through it just because, I don't know. Most streams I don't find that exciting to watch, but I still wanted to kind of flip through it just to see who showed up more than anything.
Yeah. I watched a little bit. Tommy did the official launch stream for The Hobbit with Roger Sharp was there. Keith Johnson was there.
Both his sons.
Oh, okay. Both his sons. I watched it a little bit. I was watching on my phone, so it was hard to tell even what was going on. Right. The audio, I couldn't really hear the game. I could just hear some guy talking about something else just off screen.
I think there's the music was too loud there.
Oh, okay. It was just a loud environment. I just heard people, you know, chatter. And then I would catch the attract lights out of the corner of my eye when, like, they did a mode or it was switching balls or something. Like, the game looks great, but it's too hard to tell what's going on.
Right.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to playing that again. Well, I shouldn't say I'm looking forward to it. I played it several times, still never been a fan, but maybe now that they're in the wild and not always set up for show, it'll be a little more fun. And I think it's always been on one ball, which I know they want to get people through, but that is not a fun way to sell a pin.
It depends on the show. I think I've seen it on two ball too, but yeah, usually they try to keep it down on one ball.
The longest line I've ever seen is like four people, so maybe, I don't know if that means it's a good thing or a bad thing that they're doing one or two balls. At the same token, you know, Kiss just showed up at Rocky Mountain, and there's several times there wasn't any line. Yeah. But they had three of them there instead of just one Hobbit. So, strength in numbers, I guess.
Well, I think it's also been at shows so much that kind of, I won't say people aren't excited, but like they got enough taste of it.
Yeah.
It's not fresh.
Well, it's been, a year and a half. Or a year and a half for Hobbit, yeah. I saw the first Rob Zombie rolled out today, too. First production Rob Zombie.
Yeah, I saw that.
Not shipped, but is assembled, yeah. Which is great, too. Is there going to be one of those at Texas?
I don't remember what he said in the last podcast. If at least, you know, Joe from Star Music is going to bring him, I would assume.
Yeah, I would guess there'd be one there. They did so well last year with America's Most Haunted, but of course, if Rob Zombie sold out,
right? What's the point? It's just kind of just showing your face more, really.
Yeah. Huh. All right. Anything else, Joe?
I think that'll wrap it up.
All right. Thanks for this short episode, episode 76. We'll get back into it eventually, if Jeff doesn't have anything to complain about on the next episode,
or last minute announcement.
Yeah, we'll have a normal show talking about Indiana Jones one of these days, which will be fun. So, well, thanks for taking the time to chat with me and our listeners. And we will talk to you soon, Joe. Oh, and check out Nifty LED, the Pinball Podcast. Email us, pinballpodcast@gmail.com. And Joe, if do you want to plug anything? Do you want to plug your thing or not yet?
No, you guys plug me though.
Okay.
I do appreciate it.
Well, I know you were, and feel free to, but I didn't want you to be overwhelmed. You said you might be, you're having trouble finding some parts.
I've got a pretty steady stream, and I've been able to source parts, though.
So. Okay. Well, then give a plug if you got parts.
All right, so I'm making these LCD mods, and it's actually kind of funny, because I get some repeat customers, and then I get other people like, oh man, I saw this, right, can you do this? And, you know, I don't have a backlog, but it's kind of getting to the point where it's like, okay, I got to slow down.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, don't blame me. You don't want to get burned out.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time,
you're never playing pins. You're just sitting in the garage soldering.
Right. But at the same time, the new 3D printer I got is helping, because I could pretty much go directly from my design to throwing it at the printer in the morning. I could have parts waiting for me. So it's kind of nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. What brand printer did you get again?
So it's a Monoprice brand. And basically, I think what they did was they took FlashForge and reverse engineered it at some Chinese firm and said, yeah, can you copy this printer? And they just kind of said, okay, we're going to sell the same printer. I mean, it's really, if you look at the two cases, they're identical. I'm sure the parts are interchangeable, and it's like half the price. So it's like not even a question. It's like, yeah, I will throw down $600 to get a 3D printer.
Wow, that's a great deal.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen some of the stuff you've been working with. It looks great. So did you want to put your, say, your web address?
Well, it's illinoispinball.com, and there's a link there where it's, basically, I'm calling it Random Pinball. It's repair and mods. And really, the only repair I've done is for fire. So the left and right ramps are always cracked. And I made these little brackets that kind of reinforce it. So I've sold probably close to 60 sets of those now.
Wow.
And, I'm up for if anybody has any other things they want to, try to design or create for their machine. So.
I've been wanting a post that keeps the ball from getting stuck behind the doors on WAS, the upper play field.
Okay.
Just like a little wall there. You'd sell a ton of them.
Really?
I've been on measles to do it for 3 years now. 2.5 years.
I mean, you're just talking about just a post, or is it just...
It'd either be a post or just a little, like, 1-inch wall that can just slide over a post. The ball just gets up there, and sometimes it gets too far to the left and gets stuck behind the left door.
Huh.
It hasn't happened on my game in a long time, but it was common for quite a while there.
Yeah.
And that area is really accessible, and there's a lot of screws in there, and it's, like, there's plenty of opportunities to put something there, basically, without being intrusive. I'll shoot you a picture.
Okay.
Don't steal my idea.
No.
Whoever's out there. No, I don't know. It would be a cheap little $5 mod, probably.
Right.
Anyway, okay. Thanks, Joe. Thank you, listeners. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. They called the Ghostbusters into end control. Had a throwing party for a bunch of children. Well, all the while, the slime was under the building. So they packed up the group, got a grip, came equipped, grabbed a proton pack.
Hey guys, as promised, I'm back just to say a few things about Ghostbusters. Boy, Joe and Don, just a couple of crazy guys, huh? Well, hope you enjoyed their take on everything, as well as everything else they talked about. Ghostbusters was revealed last week. We've all had a chance to drool over the pictures and kind of pick apart what we've seen. And then earlier today, we were lucky enough to see Jack Danger and some of the Stern guys, Zombie Yeti, play a pro model live at the Stern factory. And we also saw some assembly line pictures come out from Stern. So that was pretty cool. So I thought I'd just give my quick thoughts on it. I won't keep you guys too much longer, but I thought it was a little bit more timely to say it now, and I'm still pretty buzzed up and geeked out, so I'm excited to jump into things. So yeah, this is a game that, if you have listened to the show for years now, anytime anyone ever asked us what a dream theme would be, I always said Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters has been my most wanted theme for a very, very long time, since well longer than we've even been doing this show. And I'd always wondered why we never got it. We had the Gottlieb Bonebusters Inc. knockoff, and for me, that just wasn't close enough. And I've always wanted a really good Ghostbusters, I've always wanted a good Star Wars, and a good Ninja Turtles. Well, I'm finally getting the Ghostbusters, and I couldn't be more happy about it. Now, this was a project that obviously leaked quite a while ago, and had been rumored for quite a while before that, so finally getting confirmation and being able to see it was pretty awesome. And it really was far more amazing than I thought it would be. Even the little bits that we had seen from the leak of Zombie Yeti's art and the concept stuff from Stern, I just didn't prepare me for how good it was going to look. I honestly can say for sure it's the best looking Stern I've ever seen, and it's right up there with one of the best looking pinball machines of all time. So from a visual standpoint, I'm sold, I'm all in, and I think any model, you're getting a great looking machine, be it LE, Premium, or Pro. It just looks great. The integration of the theme is fantastic. Everything from the art to the layout to the shots that seem to be there. Looks like they did a good job. I personally am in for an LE. I've got that on pre-order and I've got my deposits in and everything. So I'm super stoked about that. I don't think I've been this excited for a new inbox pin ever. And it's probably been since I was getting my Twilight Zone that I've been this excited to pick up a pinball machine. So that's quite a while ago. And I'm really excited for this one. From what we've heard, April is the hoped for date for the LEs to go out, though a lot of distributors are saying they expect it to probably be more like early May. We'll see how that happens, and we obviously know that games are on the line right now, so I'm hopeful for that April timeline. That would be great. As far as other things that I've seen from the game, now having seen the Dead Flip stream, just a few thoughts on that. The game played a lot faster than I thought. You know, it looked like it was going to play fast. John Trudeau had mentioned that it played fast, but I wasn't quite prepared to see how fast it was. During that stream, there was a lot of really quick ball movement. It seemed to be not unforgiving, but you definitely had to make clean shots or you could get in trouble pretty quickly. Now, I know that's going to differ with the Premium and the LE. When you take away the standard slings and replace them with magnets, it's going to be even more unpredictable. But I don't know how that's going to affect things on the side-to-side stuff, so we'll have to see. Obviously, with the Trudeau game, you're dealing with a bigger gap in the flippers anyway. So a little bit more unpredictability might make this game pretty tough, and I'm totally okay with that. I think that's kind of fun. I personally set my games up really hard, and I'm happy about that. That left ramp, really fast and smooth on the Pro. Expect it to be the same across the board, and I'm excited to see what it looks like when that ball goes down underneath the play field and pops back up. So, some of the other thoughts about it, I thought it sounded really, really good. The music, everything from kind of the actual Ghostbusters theme to the originally created music by Stern, sounds really nice. It's varied, so you're not listening to the same musical clips over and over and over. That was nice to see. It would have been just all too easy to play the main Ghostbusters theme on loop with just small variant sounds, but they seem to have created a lot of custom music for this, and it sounds great. The speeches are nice. Ernie Hudson seems to have done a really good job recording custom lines, and the integrated sound clips from the movies also sound really nice. The only sound that really got me is the sound of the pop bumpers. I was not too enthusiastic about that. To me, it sounded like trash being thrown into a dumpster. It was harsh, it was loud, and I don't know. There's obviously a chance that could change. It could be placeholder, but I wasn't too big on that. I would hope that there was some sort of different sound that could be made there, but if not, I mean, I'll live with it. But yeah, it sounded pretty rough there. Otherwise, I didn't see anything negative from the game, and I'm trying to, you know, look for things that I can poke holes into. As far as the DMD animations go, I thought those looked pretty solid. When I watched the stream, I was watching it live, though, and it was pretty low res, so things kind of looked fuzzy and stuff, but I'll check the archived version of that stream out and see a little bit better how those looked, but I liked that. I liked the lighting. I'm just pretty excited. Even if it was disappointing at this time, the theme itself would have carried me to keep the pre-order, but I'm happy with what I saw. I'm excited for this game to show up. And I think Stern's done an absolutely fantastic job working with Zombie Yeti on the art side. Dwight seems to have a really good early code set for this game, and John Trudeau seems to have created a layout that he's proud of and that we can be excited about. So all in all, it looks like a home run for Stern. I hope it lives up to expectations, because it's been a long time since a pinball machine's been hyped this heavily. But there's a lot going for it at this point, so I'm happy with it. And obviously there's going to be mods coming out like crazy for this, both official and unofficial. I'm excited to see what people do with that. There is a million off-the-shelf options, given how rich this theme is. And there's going to be plenty of official ones that are going to be custom made from places like Measle Mods and some of other Stern's partners. Also, Stern gave us a look at what the topper looks like. It's the Siren topper from the Ecto-1. It looks like it has blue and red lights, as well as a speaker on there, which may, you know, who knows if that makes the wailing siren sound or not. But at this point, a lot of people are saying it looked a little bit cheap, like kind of Fisher pricey, kind of a plasticky feel to it. And obviously it's going to be made out of plastic, but I don't know if that was a final product or if that was prototype, but it should give a pretty cool light show. We'll have to see when those roll out how they look in person, or if they change from then to now. But I imagine that blue and red light flashing like that would go well with the machine. Maybe it would look a little bit better on the premiums and the pros, given their color schemes. But I'm excited just to see how that turns out. I don't know how I feel about it at this point. I'd need to see more. It was a pretty quick glimpse of it, and we don't know if that's final or not. Other than that, I'm just super excited. I don't have much more to say about it. I think when we get the next episode out, I'll have had some more time to digest. Stern will probably have released a few more things out, and Texas Pinball Festival will be over, where they're going to have a couple of pro machines, and there's going to be a whole lot of impressions from that, from all sorts of people with varying types of taste in what they like in pinball. So we'll see how it holds up once it gets scrutinized by that wide range of players, and hopefully Don will have a good chance to report back on what he's played. And just like I made him jealous for Wizard of Oz, he can make me jealous on this one until I get it in my hands. So thanks guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed episode 76, and we'll be back with episode 77 after Texas Pinball Festival, and we'll be looking forward to going into expo season, and obviously we got a new pinball machine on the horizon, so it's good times. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Bye.